This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Welcome back to Get Serial on Syn. We've got our interview with Sammy Constantine coming up right now, actually. So let's have a chat to Sammy now.
Sammy, are you there?
Sure am. Thanks for having me, guys.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming on. So we'll start with just a quick question.
Yeah, so we understand that you're a recording artist from New South Wales.
Yeah.
I am. Awesome. So just starting off, I understand that you have like a long passion for music from initially being a ballet dancer. Can you tell me about this and what made you transition into being like a singer, songwriter and recording artist?
Yeah, I was pretty much a full-time dancer from the age of like 3 till probably like 20 years old, and then I actually got sick and was hospitalized for a little bit, 6 weeks in total, and it kind of killed my passion for dance a little bit.
Oh, true.
In hospital I kind of had a little bit of time to write and sort of start getting out, you know, I guess like my feelings in another form, and it sort of sparked songwriting for me. So it was sort of like a blessing in disguise, but when I came out I decided to do music and give it a go, and ever since I've been pretty obsessed with just trying to make my music an outlet for other people the way that it did for me.
Yeah, that's really inspiring.
You've had some amazing opportunities to perform with some amazing people. You actually supported Rita Ora when she was touring. What was that like?
Yeah. That was wild. It was all pretty pretty quick. Like, I was told I was shortlisted like a week before, and then all of a sudden it was like, okay, we're going on tour right now. So it was like 2 weeks total of organization, but it was so, so cool. I'm hoping to do a little bit more of that this year, but I grew a lot in that week. It was crazy.
Yeah. So, we're obviously trying to promote your song, Mannequin. So what is your, what's the inspiration behind the song? What drove you to write that one?
Mannequin is like, it's a pretty deep and dark kind of, sort of self-reflection of, it came about because I was writing with, Andy Hopkins. His artist project is Housky.
Yeah.
And we were sort of just trying to, you know, battle the self-doubt sort of bad negative self-talk that every single person has, but we kind of made it a little bit more about, I said recently, like, you know, if a smoker or an alcoholic says that they're going to quit, it means they need to retrain their brain. So it's the same way that someone who is struggling with something, you know, whether it's negative self-talk or a mental health, you know, mental illness or something like that, has to sort of retrain their way of thinking. So it's all just about battling that idea of retraining your brain into a healthy sort of accountable mind state. That's sort of what it's about.
And do you think that this, has this song been a bit of a challenge because you're addressing that sort of, those sort of issues?
100%, yeah. Like, I struggled in the writing session. I actually walked out a few times and needed a moment.
Yeah,
because, you know, like, it is a heavy subject, and to put it into a bunch of pretty metaphors, and, you know, you've got to structure it in a way that people can, you know, grab onto it, you know, lyrically, but also, you know, they need to feel it and all that kind of thing. So it is hard, and there's a lot more that goes into it than just what I think about it and how I feel in my experience. I'm trying to make sure other people can relate to it. So it's hard, but I feel like I got out exactly what I needed to say, so I'm really happy with it, and I think, you know, so far the reaction's been amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And so how do you think the sound of Mannequin might be different than your previous songs?
I think it feels a little bit more me for a start.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit more hard-hitting, a little bit darker, a bit bigger in terms of what we used instrument-wise, but, you know, my previous single, Watch Yourself, is hard-hitting as well.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I just, it just feels right. just kind of feels, we didn't think too hard. We kind of just, we just sort of wrote the lyrics and then wrote the music around it, and it sort of worked, which was great.
Yeah. All right. So you've actually had the opportunity to play at some amazing venues. Of course, any venue is a great place. But what is your favourite venue to have played at, just, you know, in general?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of it. Oh, on the Rita Ora tour, we played in Brisbane. There was this incredible venue. Oh no, I can't remember the name. It had like crazy lights on the top of the roof. It had all this beautiful kind of colours and lights, and I cannot think of the name of it, but that was incredible. Other than that, Big Top, Luna Park Big Top, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah?
Oh, no, you know what? The Palais Theatre in Melbourne. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
Many.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
All right. And always a fun one to bring it, question to ask. Is there anyone, you know, that you'd want to work with? Anyone you have the dream collaboration with?
Yes, I am a major fangirl of Halsey.
Ooh.
But also, yeah, I mean, if someone could get me in the room with Halsey, I will give them my firstborn child. But I'm also a really, really big fan of Sia in terms of writing and inspiration. I draw a lot from Sia, so she's a big one for me.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
And so, according to our notes, in June 2019, you released your debut single, Ropes. So, what was the feeling before actually having it come out and as it released and just after? You know, what was that like?
Well, actually, it wasn't my debut. Actually, I've released quite a lot before that. But
oh, sorry.
It kind of was a debut. No, it's fine. It was sort of a debut of a new kind of version of my project. So in a sense it was a debut, but I've been kind of releasing for quite a few years.
Cool.
But yeah, I kind of just wanted to start something a little bit more authentic in terms of my songwriting, and I just wanted to more talk about real things that I've experienced, and things that maybe weren't being talked about in a way that I knew that I could. So I think Ropes kind of marked that for me. You know, less about breakups and that kind of thing, more about just what people actually go through. And obviously that was crazy. I've had a really amazing amount of feedback since Ropes, and I'm really excited to keep going. This year is going to be pretty massive in terms of releases for me.
Yeah, awesome. And so, so you say that Ropes, yeah, it was one of your big songs, but how long have you actually been singing and songwriting for?
So I think I released my first single in 2015.
Okay.
Sorry, 2014 I released an EP, but it was under a completely different project name. So since 2015 I released Call You Mine, got some really awesome radio support, and yeah, ever since then, it's just been a crazy wild ride, and I didn't really expect it, but I'm happy.
Yeah, wow, okay. Alrighty. So, two questions left, which I'm going to ask you. So, firstly, you know, what, I guess, gave you the, when did you start actually, thinking about releasing music, and thinking about even changing the music? Because I imagine during ballet, you must have, the thought might have crossed your mind somewhere.
Oh, I mean, it's like, you know, when you're younger, you always think, I'm going to be a pop star, I'm going to be a singer, all these things. And that was always something in my head. But I absolutely had no idea that it was possible to have music or, you know, writing as a career. Like, that wasn't even an option for me. And I'm now writing for, like, quite a lot of other artists as well. And I'm doing a lot more than just my project, which is really, really awesome.
Awesome.
I think it was sort of, like, just before I put together my EP in 2014, I thought, well, I know how to put this out there in the world. I'll do that and see how it goes. And if I don't get anything from it and people think it's, you know, crap, I won't do it again. But I had a really good reaction and people were excited to hear the next thing. So I kind of kept going.
Yeah, yeah. So last question. Did you have any socials you might want to plug? You know, anywhere people can find you, follow your music, anything like that?
Yeah, everything's just under Sammy Constantine, and it's Sammy with an I. So You can pretty much find me anywhere on the internet. Spotify, you know, Apple Music, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. Just Sammy Constantine.
Just Google Sammy Constantine. You find everything.
Yeah, definitely, definitely check her out. We're going to go to her song, actually, Mannequin, right now. So thank you, Sammy, for joining us and giving us your time.
Yeah, it was awesome having
you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. I really appreciate it.
That's fine.
Anytime.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome,
catch you later.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.